You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today I'm talking with Gunna Schmidt. She is in Berlin now. We're talking to her from Berlin. Gunna, thanks so much for being with me today.
Hi. Hi.
Let's talk about what you're working on now. We could talk about what's happening in the studio or the series of works that are on your the recent body of work on your website. What are you working on in the studio now?
At the moment, I'm really working on this ongoing series, which I say in German, it's Ein heiteres Strömen unaufhörlichen Werdens. So you may translate it into like happy flows of a never-ending becoming, something like that. And I've been doing this series of work since basically 2002, and it's still something that I'm really always coming back to, and it's kind of the studio work when I'm not like working for a show in a space. So that's what I'm really doing at the studio, and keep pushing forward. And it should be a longer project where I, in the end, like to really have a very big bunch of paintings that could fill a whole big space.
And so what defines that particular body of work? When you say you go back to it, so this series has been going on for a long time, as opposed to other work, what does it mean when you begin to make work adding to this series with a title that I can't easily repeat, but that you just mentioned?
It started with an experience first. The experience was to find a book of an American artist, Helen Frankenthaler, and she was inventing this technique of using unprimed fabric, where she was letting colors soak into it. And I thought immediately, wow, that's a real good, very spontaneous thing, and I've been always looking for a very spontaneous and direct approach to painting, because I think you lose a lot of energy and a lot of power on the process when you start preparing everything and you have this huge canvas, and then you struggle with it in the studio, and probably your studio is not big enough, and to whatever. And I really like to work on the floor and to walk on the canvas itself, and so I thought this very spontaneous approach that Helen Frankenthaler invented is perfect for me. So I started to just take the fresh unprimed cotton from the lot and cut it into the size that I wanted, and started to paint. And in the first place, it was this experience of painting like one whole night or an afternoon and a night, and then being very exhausted, and after sleeping a while, coming back to the painting and finding, wow, something happened. So I felt like it was very...
That's interesting. Like when you say, I'm sorry to interrupt, when you say something happened, because like with Frankenthaler, do you mean how the kind of oil sometimes starts sinking into the cloth and creating more effects after you leave the canvas, or something else?
Well, the fact is that when you use a thinned oil color, it's first when it soaks into the canvas, but it's also, it makes the canvas kind of wet. So when you see it dried, it's always different. But it's also different with watercolor. If you use acrylic color heavily thinned with water and soak it into the canvas, and the drying process makes it very different in the end. Yeah, something a little bit different comes out of it. But on the other hand, with the soaking oil, liquid oil color into the unprimed canvas, it is more a controlled situation than as if you would use color, because then you create a big mess. And with the oil situation, you have a you work much more concentrated because you can't pour that much liquid. It's totally unhealthy, and you really think, do I really want to waste these half a liter white spirit, heavy-smelling liquid on this canvas now? You really think what you want and what you want to achieve in the end, and make it more a controlled situation. But yeah, it's always, it's like when you're in the process, you're a kind of blind to everything, and you try to get into a situation where you give every control, you give up, and you completely let your body, your hand, whatever work, and try to be confident that everything is more intelligent than your brain at the moment. And so it's always very exciting to come back to the painting and see what you've been actually creating in another state of consciousness.
And so what do you mean by another state of consciousness? Maybe that you could explain the title of that, what that means, that kind of endless becoming. I forgot the exact English translation. Yeah. Because that's the series right in part of what we're talking about. So you say another consciousness. That title refers to kind of another consciousness, doesn't it? Or no?
A joyous flow or a happy flow of endless becoming. Like the endless becoming is like the idea of creation. It's pure creation. I wouldn't say it refers so much to a other state of mind, but yeah, could be. I didn't see it like that before, because for me, always painting is something that you like kind of dive into a situation. It's not a 9-to-5 job for me. I can't do it every day. I need to push myself into a special state of a consciousness. It's like a sensitive thing. It probably works best in the night when you can't be disturbed, and where like all the spirit is like no one is really busy and no one really wants something from you, and you're not expected to do anything. It's like everyone's sleeping, and then you feel you've got the freedom now to do something really bigger than probably during the day. So I would say nighttime is a little bit special. And to come into a flow for yourself in production is one thing, but the idea of having a work series that can go on and on and on and probably won't come to an end, because it in itself it shows its creation, and it shows its like its imperfectness and its idea of almost starting to be something, but probably not coming to a final result at the moment, but can be created further in the mind of the spectator, probably. So these are different angles that I would consider with the title. But actually, the title I just read in the newspaper, and I liked it very much, and so I kept it for that series of work, and I will keep it in future too. That's what I can say at the moment about it.
And you say that's you know, this one body of work that's been quite long and ongoing. Is there do you approach the other bodies of work very differently?
Yes, I do, because in this a joyous flow of endless becoming, I'm trying to make the idea of things that can't be corrected. Everything is visible, like the whole language, every stain, every movement of your process can be followed. You can read it, everything on the canvas, because it soaks, the color soaks in, and you can't take it out of it again. So you can't put another layer over it, because the next layer will just sink in between the first layer. And therefore, I think this work is special. Other works, I have been working very experimental with liquid color again, but in the end it forms like a skin, where like heavy structure of crinkled color forms a chaotic structure on the painting. It's you may relate it a little bit to informal painting, like this is probably a bit more French style tachisme, like Dubuffet maybe, or so we have got two parts of a post-war experience, like with the Helen Frankenthaler. We have a very Western, large scale stain painting part, and with Dubuffet, and it's like the more the European tachisme is the other more heavyweight part. So in between those two lines, I really like to consider my work to be placed. But I try to make it also a very contemporary with a contemporary approach. So I don't want to be stuck in 50 years ago.
Right, but all these works are very large as well, aren't they?
The ones where I use work with crinkled color and it becomes very skin-like, they're not so big. The biggest probably are like 1.20 meter to 1.90 meter, something around a square of 1 meter, but could be smaller. This is like more the small scale or middle scale work. And for the large scale work, yes, I try to blow as much air into the process as possible. They appear most times. They appear to me also like from a sailing ship. Like how would you say sails?
Sure, sails. Yeah.
Sails from a sailing ship, yeah. And out of this production, or out of this work on the Joyous Flow series, I stepped into an installation work as well, where I was using very thin lightweight, thin cotton fabric, and I was doing really large scale, like a cinema format, like 5 meters in wide and like 2 meters high. So like, yeah, something that I would hang in the space and let also backlight or light come from light shining through the cotton. And there I was also working very lightweight with the color, very airy, almost like people would consider it was watercolor, but it's not. It's all thinned oil color. And I'm using this as an installation method too. But yeah, the Joyous Flow series, which is special, I like to have the addition part, like it becomes additional, like one painting can fall into the next painting, because I'm also working in layers. Like sometimes I'm putting the fabric, the cloth, over each other, so I have several layers where the color soaks in, and which creates copies. I think Helen Frankenthaler never did that. So paintings were not referring to other paintings of hers in her volume of work. But so that's what I work like. So I create groups of work within the Joyous Flow series. And then I have like 4 canvases that are really connected to each other, where certain stains appear in a thinned out and faded manner, one in the other painting. Did you see that on my website?
I did see that on your website. And what will be the next exhibition? Because for those of you who are listening, you know, there will be this links to the website so that you can see also what we're discussing. Will that be the next body of work exhibited? What will be exhibited next?
Actually, the next work exhibited will be in another group show, and probably I can't show a group of this large-scale work there. So it will be more an installation-like contribution I'm doing there. But yes, I'm still looking for a situation where I can show in this Joyous Flow series in depth, is like, or very, a selection, like a larger space where I can bring it to the public the way I see the project.
So let's just talk about that for a minute, because I love the vision of that. How large a space would that be? How many canvases? And let's just talk like the dream of that. How many would be exhibited and how big a space?
Actually, I'm dreaming of a situation where I can have at least 20 in one room. So the room should be big enough. And I also can think about them not being really very much in a distance to each of the canvases. Like if you have half a meter in between the canvases, and then you, like 10 on one wall, or like say 7 on one wall, and then have 4 walls, that would be 28. Could be good.
And how long is each painting? How much space is that?
It is. They are in width. They are as far as I can go with my hands. It's like 1.50 meters, so I can practically very easy take them. It's a body size that is very practical to work with, Both hands stretched on out, and you can grab the canvas. And on height, they are 245 meters. Mm. I don't know. I've never translated it into inch, so I don't know the inches. But it's 155.
Right. Well, it's been great talking to you about this. I look forward to hopefully seeing that. Is there anything else we should talk about before we go? Is there an exhibit? People are listening to this in Europe as well as the States and different places. So is there an upcoming show? There can be a link to it in here if you can't mention it now, but that anything you want to point people to?
We are now working with a group of artists on a show that is will be in a project space of an artist. The artist is Miriam Holme, and her project space is called Einraumhaus, which means translated one space house. Yes, and it's one space, and it's a small space, and four artists come together. And we are doing like an installation, bringing our work together in a very near situation. And I'm looking very much forward to this. It will be in summer, but the actual date is not yet done. It's not yet verified.
Very good. Well, I guess they can check your website if you post information on there.
It will be all placed on my website and on the website of the project L'Oiseau Présente, which is a project that I've been doing with four other artists in Berlin, where we have been doing shows about abstract painting. So abstract painting is quite big.
You mean a collective of artists that you work with get together and mount shows collaboratively that the theme is abstract painting?
We've been four together. We've been Anke Völk, Nicola Stäglich, Mani Hammer, and me, Gunnar Schmidt. And so now we ended up being three of us. But we've been really working on abstract painting in the last 5 years. And it's an ongoing project. Also, we're doing about 2 shows in a year, and we're using a space in Berlin that is called Ballhaus Ost. And from there on, we go to other places. Like this time will be Mannheim together with Miriam Holme, who is an abstract painter too.
But how does that work? Space. So you're renting these spaces and you mount the shows yourselves, and this has nothing to do with galleries or anybody else. This is a self-created.
This has to do with a very large project space scene in Berlin. And this space Ballhaus Ost, we don't rent it, so we never pay money for anything. But we make an agreement, like we're using the space While it's free, and we're using it for like 5 days, sometimes for a week, and like they can make money with our guests selling drinks to them. So we don't get anything from, but we also don't have to open wine bottles or beer bottles. So the whole the drinks part will be our host's part, and yeah, we're just inviting lots of people and having a big publicity, and yeah, so that's how we work. Like we sometimes take one room that is free, but we never rent spaces.
I like that. I like that. I wish there was more situations like that in the United States. That sounds like a very good situation for collaborations and artists.
Of course,
you know,
of course.
Given that.
We are also inviting groups, if it's possible, we are also inviting groups that probably invite us back into their city. So we are always very open for collaborations in that part. We've been also showing artists from the States, like Monique van Genderen, who's from Los Angeles, and Joanne Greenbaum was also participating in two shows of us. Yeah, we are really happy to can be a little connecting point for those powerful approach to abstract painting, which I
I like that very much. Gunnar, I want to thank you for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure talking to you about your work and in Berlin.
For me, it was very I was really excited too. And I'm very happy to have been able to present my work to you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.